One night, I had a dream that I met all of my favorite pop music personalities. We had a great time together.
I'll grab Ricky Martin by the neck, twist it to make his eyes an Adam's apple in a sack, so I can make him watch his final breath. I'll commit crimes just to make my fans chant. Rebel LL Cool J shin off so it can match his pant leg. On a battle day, you can try me. I rubbed all the faces of VIP with poisonous ivy. Then I grabbed Nick Carter and made sure that he was tossed in the hardest projects and slapped his kid brother just for watching. And Sync better run fast, cause if I get my hands on Lance, I'm tearing his heart out straight through his ass. Grab Brandy and pal, drowned her on the canvas. Bone Monica then started to piss all over Atlantis. The females are not a threat. Suck my dick in Baby Spice's mouth and watch it burst out the back of her neck. And just when you thought I quit it, I smashed Puff Daddy's Bentley up, phoned him and told him that Stephen Stout did it. So if you see what I see, you'll probably feel the same as me, cause I can't take it no more. Take it no more, cause I can't take it no more. This whole industry is popped. The Latin invasion's obnoxious. I warned Enrique Iglesias to stay cautious. If I lost it, I'm slicing off Jennifer Lopez's ass and keeping it for myself, then throwing the rest of her in a mosh pit. I made Menudo feel awkward. I tied and gagged the members up and made them listen to some Rico Suave shit. Hanson was my worst prospect. I called their tour bus with a bomb threat, but the Moffitts begged me to
stop it.
So instead of making a sequel to Speed, I kicked the shit out of the Moffitts till their hair started to bleed. Then I proceeded to lay a beating on any underage girl speeding to HMV for a 3D autograph meeting. Lou Bega thought it was funny, and since he laughed, I put a little bit of size 12 Nike in his ass. Whipped and starved Mike Tyson, then threw him in the ring with 98 degrees and gave him a license to bite. Aimed 3 burners straight at TLC's dome, threatened to kill him if they didn't sing the hook on a Sporty Thief song.
New kids on the block.
Hey man, who are you?
You're dead.
I'm sorry?
Self-explanatory. So if you see what I see, you'll probably feel the same as me, cause I can't take it no more. Take it no more, cause I can't take it no more. This whole industry is pop. So if you see what I see, you'll probably feel the same as me, cause I can't take it no more. Take it no more, cause I can't take it no more. This whole industry is pop.
The Spice Girls are not forgotten. Rhino phoned me up and told me
Scary Spice was spotted at Yorkdale shopping.
Hopped in my Oldsmobile and raced down Allen Road Expressway out of control, thinking of ways I could impress Melanie B. But many fans beat me to the punch. A bunch of heads were crowded, screaming for autographs, shaking hands and such. How could I get to know her? I looked over my shoulder and noticed her chauffeur holding the limo door for her. Rushed the limo driver, stripped him for his uniform, and put it on in time to help the singer leave the screaming swarm.
Thanks a lot, driver, your help's appreciated.
Don't thank me, Scary Spice. It's my pleasure to know you safely made it. Keyed the ignition and without a hesitation, I speeded to Eglinton West and threw her out the car naked. Turned up my music with a smile while I observed. A large Jamaican horny herd without Jimmy stripping on the curb. I gave a side slap myself in the back and wondered when Jerry Holloway was thinking of coming back. I had a great time, but then I had to be out. I heard Christina Aguilera was performing at the warehouse.
So if you see what I see, you'll probably feel the same as me, cause I can't take it no more. Take it no more, cause I can't take it no more. This whole industry is pop. So if you see what I see, you'll probably feel the same as me, cause I can't take it no more. Take it no more, cause I can't take it no more. This whole industry is popped.